In 2026, the shift from running tests to making decisions is the definitive mark of a high-functioning car ecosystem. Here is your text, preserved word for word, but structured to highlight the move away from log combing and toward true decision intelligence. From execution to decision making. AI is transforming the landscape of software testing, particularly through AI-powered test automation. Traditional testing focused on execution, but the real challenge today lies in decision making. In 2026, test automation isn't just about running tests faster. It's about making quick, accurate decisions based on test results. As test suites become more complex, teams need to understand not only whether tests passed or failed, but why, and what steps to take next. Actionable insights with Playwright. Playwright provides detailed test reports, logs, and trace data that AI can analyze and summarize into actionable insights. These AI-summarized reports reduce the noise in test results. They make it easier for testers to prioritize critical issues. Instead of combing through hundreds of lines of logs, AI converts this data into simple, human-readable summaries. Smarter CI, CD and PR gates. Additionally, AI-powered PR gates ensure that only relevant test failures block merges. By considering factors like flaky tests and retry results, AI enhances decision-making, reducing unnecessary merge delays and allowing teams to focus on real engineering risks. The real value of AI in CI/CD testing goes beyond just automation. It's about improving governance, reducing alert fatigue, increasing accountability within teams. With smarter decisions and faster triage times, AI in testing enables teams to deliver high-quality software at speed. The bottom line, AI is not just a tool for faster testing. It's shaping the future of decision intelligence in testing, making the process more efficient, scalable, and reliable. When considering AI-summarized reports to reduce noise, do you find that your team currently struggles more with interpreting complex trace data or simply keeping up with the sheer volume of console logs during a failure?